That's Brian Poppin along with Stephen Collins. It's called So Good to Me, and you hear it on KAYT, KQJOFM, and the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. You do realize we're five cities strong all day long, and we're going around the globe at www.kaytfm.com. You know, today Britain's Queen Elizabeth II is holding virtual audiences with diplomats and other people. It's the first time she's going to be meeting with anyone since her doctors told her last week that she needed to chill and quit drinking. Well, I could have told her that. You know, she's 95 years old, and it's time out for that kind of foolishness. But anyway, Queen Elizabeth II is holding some meetings via the World Wide Web, and it's the first technology-aided appearance in a week. Good for her. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what's good for you is that we've got much more music just ahead. We've got the Pleasant Green Baptist Church, which is coming up next. And I've got Bible Jeopardy I'm going to get you involved with. I'm going to give you this category again. Here it is.
Poetry, Psalms, and Wisdom.
Here's your clue. It's a fill in the blank. The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous hath blank in his death. Is it pain that fills the blank? Is it hope? Or is it vanity? Or could it be wrath? Pain, hope, vanity, or wrath? Proverbs 14 and 32 is where you're going to find the answer. When you do, call me at 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. We'll be back.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Today, I want to talk to you about right and wrong. Some people have trouble figuring out what's right and wrong. Some people think that it's complex. They think they need thick law books to figure out, to direct them about what's right and what's wrong. Now, a long, long time ago when I was a boy, old people used to have two sayings. One was, in your heart, you know this is right. And the other one was, in your heart, you know this is wrong. What those old folks' sayings really meant was that God had put truth, God had put the knowledge of right and wrong in our hearts. The old folks were saying, you know what you're doing is wrong. From the very moment of our birth, God put that knowledge and that understanding in us. Now, remember, God put us here on earth right after creation. Way up in the beginning of the Bible. But he didn't give Moses the Ten Commandments until much, much later. He gave Moses the Ten Commandments after the people of Israel had descended into sin and iniquity. After the people of Israel had lost their way, they had strayed away from right and wrong, and they needed to be chastised, and they needed to be reminded of what God had already put in their hearts. You know, it doesn't matter when you were born or where you were born, God put truth in our hearts. Amen. You could have been a Cherokee 500 years ago, stalking a buffalo with your bow and your arrows. God had put truth in your heart. You could have been a cave woman skinning an animal to get the fur to make clothes for your family. But already God had put that truth in your heart. You could be a modern day student struggling with the temptations that face young people today. As you sort your way through and deal with that temptation, just remember, God has already put truth in your heart. It's right there. My text for today is found in the second epistle of John. If you have your Bibles, please join me. Second Epistle of John, verses 1 through 5. If you didn't bring yours this morning, please stand for the reading of the word. Second Epistle of John, 1 through 5. The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not only I, but also all they that have known the truth, for the truth's sake which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. You notice that's what we were just talking about. The truth is in our hearts, and it will dwell in our hearts and in us and be with us all the time. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoiced greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. Thank you. Now, let's take a close look at who John was talking to and what message he was trying to get across. First, John referred to himself as the elder. Now, remember, in John's time, an elder was someone special. The very word elder conveyed wisdom, experience, knowledge. In those days, elders were respected, looked up to, revered. It's not like today. Sometimes young folks pass by elders and don't even say good morning or good afternoon. But in John's time, he referred to himself as the elder. And he did that to let us know that he's getting ready to say something wise and something special. Then he said that he was addressing, that is, he's giving this message to the elect lady. Biblical experts say that he was addressing a church and the disciples of that church. The church he referred to as the elect lady, meaning this specific church. And he referred to the church attendees as the children of the elect lady. Then he said that he loves this church and its members. But not only did he, John, love them, but all the people who have known or have gained the truth, all good people, all of the people of Christ, John was saying that all of those good people loved this church and that they were the brothers and sisters in Christ of this church. In the fourth verse, John wrote about how great his joy was that the children, that the disciples of this church were walking in the truth that God had placed in our hearts. That same truth, John said, as we have received a commandment from the Father. Did you hear that? He's saying that truth placed in our hearts, that truth, that understanding of right and wrong, that truth is a commandment from the Father. Then we go to the fifth verse. Now check this one out. John said, I ask you not as though I wrote a new commandment, but that which we had from the beginning. And that commandment is that we love one another. John said, I'm not talking to you about some new commandment. He gave it to you from the beginning. He wrote it in our hearts. He put it in our hearts from the very beginning. Since you were a tiny baby, since your first breath, that truth was in your heart. And that truth that was in you when you took your first breath, that sole and single commandment is that we love one another, that we treat each other as we ourselves want to be treated, that we don't do anything to anybody that we don't want done to ourselves. That one commandment written on our hearts is really the essence of Jesus' teachings. If somebody asked me to squeeze all of the teachings, all the words of Jesus into just one little quick couple of words, I would have to say, Jesus said, love your neighbor as I love you. He said, treat your neighbor as I treat you. I treat you with love and understanding and mercy and compassion. That's what he wants us to do with the people around us, the people that we come in contact with. He's not just talking about your next door neighbor now. He means everybody else. He wants us to do right by people. Don't treat them wrong. And that brief message, that is the message that he wrote into our hearts at the beginnings of our lives. As you walk through life's path, please remember this message from John. Remember John when